Hello all, and welcome back to another episode of Bible Verses and Prayers for Our Lives. I am your host, Patrick Odom, and I am in the house with my main man, Peyton Odom. Peyton, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good, good. And why are you doing good today? Talk to me.
We just came from a bike ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a cool bike ride. I thought it was cool. Riding around with a bike that needs some brakes tweaked on it, but that's okay. I have all of my proper protective gear on, and we're going to take it to the bike shop. What was your best part of the bike ride?
Riding through the neighborhood.
Riding through the neighborhood. All right, cool. Cool. You like your bike?
Yes.
Yes? All right.
I'm finally happy that I got a new bike. Because that bike, my old bike, it was like kind of like, it was like the wheels were like slowly going down. Like flattening.
Okay.
And it made this like noise that I did not like.
Oh, so you happy that you got a new bike?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, we are going to talk about parenting today, and also we're going to talk about children obeying our parents. The scripture that we're going to look at is in Ephesians. It's Ephesians 6 and 1, but I wanted us to look beyond Ephesians 6 and 1 and read down to verse 4. Because I believe that speaks to not only the children, but especially fathers. So Peyton, could you read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 for me?
Okay. Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents, the Lord commands. Wait. Children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants. This is the right thing to do. The command says, honor your father and mother. This is the first command that has a promise with it. The promise is that everything will be well with you, and you will have a long life on the earth.
Okay, and then verse 4.
Fathers, do not make your children angry, but raise them with the training and teaching of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Peyton. And again, normally we take a look at one verse and then we talk about that verse, but today, I really wanted us to focus on those four verses because, again, it talks about children obeying your parents in the way that the Lord will have you to. And then it lets us know that it comes with the commandment. It comes with the blessings attached to it. So it's important that we obey, that we honor our mother and fathers, that we do all of those things that is good before the Lord. And then it talks to us as parents, and specifically it talks to those of us who are fathers. And it tells us not to make our children angry. Out of the version that I read, the English Standard Version, it says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. So we're gonna get into this. We'll touch on it a little bit. I'll ask Peyton some questions, and we'll see what comes out of it. You ready, Peyton?
Yes.
All right. So stay tuned, sit back, relax, and we'll catch you on the other side. Okay, we're back here with Peyton Odom, and we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Now, Peyton, verse 1 says, children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants. This is the right thing to do. What do you think, what do you hear in this scripture for you when it says, children, obey your parents the way that the Lord wants is the right thing to do?
To obey your mom and dad the way you obey God.
Oh, wow. Okay. To obey your mom and dad the way you obey God. Okay. How do you obey God?
You read your Bible, you pray, you walk with God.
And what does that mean for you? What does that look like for you to walk with God?
To pray and to read my Bible.
Okay, to pray and to read your Bible. So how does that look like in you being obedient to God? And I'm talking about you, Peyton Odom, because maybe this will help somebody else. How does that look like for Peyton to obey his parents and honor his parents the way that he honors God? How does Peyton do that? Because you say you pray to God and you obey God by walking with him.
I pray with my family.
Oh, okay. You pray with your family.
And read my Bible as a family.
Okay. All right. Now, when mommy and daddy ask you to do something like, hey, Peyton, clean your room. Or Peyton, we need you to take the trash out. Or Peyton, whatever it is, how does your obedience, or how do you obeying your parents, how does that look?
Like you have to do it.
Okay, you have to do it. And do you do it all of the time?
No, because we all sin.
Oh, good. That's right. You're right. Because we all sin. Now, those times that you don't do it, do you not do it on purpose because you're trying to?
No, because sometimes, like, I didn't hear, sometimes I don't hear what you fully said.
Okay.
And sometimes I think that you said, like, pick up the trash whenever you actually said throw the trash away in the trash, like the recycle, the black bin.
No, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. Okay, and the big thing with that is that you didn't try not to hear me, right? In the example that you gave here, sometimes it's either the communication is off. Maybe it's daddy or maybe it's mommy or whoever that did not clearly communicate to you or to the person exactly what they want to be done, right? And
yeah.
If that's the case, then we both need to make sure that, number one, you understand what's being asked of you, and then the other person who's asking the question needs to make sure that they're clear in what they're asking. So that's a good point. It's not that we try to be disobedient, or we try to not do what our parents or even what God calls for us or asks us to do. Sometimes we just miss it because of communication. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And sometimes whenever your parents ask you to do something, like whenever you walk away to do it, like your flesh like tells you to get mad and stuff, and like be angry.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's good, Peyton. Wow, so you understand that some things that you're asked to do, your flesh just wants to say like, oh, why me? Or I don't feel like doing it right now because I'm doing something. Wow, that's good. Wow, that's a good point for you to bring up. Cool. Let's continue this conversation here now. Welcome back. I'm here with Peyton Odom, and we're discussing Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, where it talks about children obeying your parents. And Peyton just gave some good insight on his thoughts on being obedient to not only the Lord, but to his parents. And then also some of the things that goes through his mind when he's asked to do something. And, you know, he might not want to do it as asked. So I appreciate Peyton, you communicating this and being transparent and talking about this, because it makes sense to me. There's some things that even as an adult, when we know that we're supposed to do something, that we get frustrated and we want to get angry. And it's like, I really do not want to do this.
Like to pay your bills.
Exactly. To pay your bills, right? We know we have to pay our bills. But, you know, as soon as you pay the bills, then, you know, you see the money in your account, like, oh man, ooh. So, and that ooh is the money kind of going down a little bit in the account. You'll understand one of these days. So, you're right. But it can also be things that you know you need to do,
like clean up the house when you know someone's coming over.
Yes, like clean up the house. Listen, you definitely don't want a tore up house and you know someone's coming over, right?
And then after you're done cleaning the house, when they come over, like, parents, they just sit down and talk and cook. But whenever kids come over, when the house is clean, they just play with toys, and then sometimes they don't clean it up after themselves and just start messing up the house.
How's that make you feel when your friends do that? Do your friends do that? Come over and just play, and they don't help you clean up?
Sometimes they clean up a little, but mm-hmm. sometimes they don't. Well, mm-hmm. a lot of times they don't.
Okay, and then we also have to think about that on the other side. When you go over somebody's house, and you're playing.
Like Ezekiel's, but at Ezekiel's, like, me and Ezekiel clean up after ourselves in his house, because whenever his mom sees, like, the house is dirty, or his dad, we have to clean it up, because, like, Miss Roxanna doesn't want to, like, step on any toys or anything.
Right.
Or Legos.
Good stuff. Yeah, we love Ezekiel. We love the family. They are a true blessing to us. Now let's talk about the father now, because the scripture lets us know that fathers are not to provoke their children to anger. And in the ICB, the International Children's Bible, it says, fathers, do not make your children angry, but raise them with the training and teaching of the Lord. So this is one of those scriptures that really speaks to me, because especially when I know that there's times that you may not necessarily want to do the things that you need to do, and I know that you're processing it, I have to be careful as the father not to continue in my wanting to get things done and pushing you to a point to where now you're shutting down or you're becoming angry in that manner that where the verse is talking about. Because when we do that as a father, that can have a impact on how you see our Heavenly Father in that relationship. Because all children need to know, all people need to know, that you could go to your Heavenly Father for anything. But it's hard to trust that you could go to a Heavenly Father that you can't see, when you were never able to trust the Father that you can see in the flesh. Well, Peyton, I would like to thank you for joining us on this session today. This has been a great experience just to be able to sit down with you, my son, and discuss a topic like we have today. And not only children obeying your parents, but fathers not provoking your children to anger. And I want you to know that through this conversation, that I will take not only a look at our relationship as far as father-son, but I'm going to take a look at my relationship totally different with you and your sisters, because I want to be in line with what our holy scriptures tell us, and training you guys and teaching you guys in the way that we're supposed to, but doing that in the way that will be pleasing to God. And I know that you guys want to honor your mother and I in a way that you're honoring God through obedience, which we've talked about today. So I just thank you for this conversation. It has been a great one, and one that I will never forget. So with that, can we do a double prayer? Can you pray for the children that they will be able to obey their parents? And then when you're finished, and I'll pray for the fathers.
Okay.
All right.
Dear God, thank you for this day. I hope that all the children obey their parents and don't get in trouble, and read their Bible with them and pray with their family. And Lord, please let the kids have fun while reading the Bibles and praying to you. And Lord, thank you for all the children in the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, Lord, I thank you for the fathers in the world. Father, I pray that the fathers can love their children in the way that you love us. Father, I pray that the fathers can get to know other strong men in you, Father, that can help them along the way into becoming the men of God, the fathers that you would have us to be. Father, continue to teach us your ways, Father, so that we will not provoke our children to anger, but we will bring them up, Father, in your discipline and your instruction, Father, so that they may hide your word inside their hearts, that they might not sin against you, Father, so that they can be eager to obey and live lives well, Father, and be prosperous, Father. So it's in your name and that we pray, and we give you all of the glory, we give you all of the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Peyton, thank you so much. This, again, has really been a blessing to me. I pray that it's been a blessing to those of you who have tuned in and will tune in. We're excited to have you, and we can't wait to go on to our next instruction, our next lesson. We'll see you on the other side.